Good morning, and this morning we'll be talking about the relationship that Apostle Paul have with the Colossian church. Apostle Paul is addressing the Colossian church in chapter 4 about the relationship with unbelievers, that how we have to be more concerned about them and how to deal with them when we talk to them, because every steps where we're dealing with the believers must be considered as an opportunity. That means it may be a good or a bad, but it depends on how we deal with them. So sometimes as a Christian, if we do not learn how to be wise, and if we just try to be proof ourselves to be good and them are they're wrong, then we make problems. We need to be careful how we deal with them. So because they are like a golden opportunity, we cannot get back sometimes. So you have that opportunity, use it wisely. Let's look to the words of God in Colossians chapter 4, verse 1 to 6. Master, be just and fair to your slaves. Remember that you also have a master in heaven. Devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us that, too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. That is why I'm here in chain, that is in prison. Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. Amen. This is the encouraging for a prayer to the Colossian believers that Apostle Paul wrote. That believer must be very sensitive the way they talk, the way they deal, the way their prayer and everything should be must be sensitive. Sometimes as a Christian, we ignore outside people and we just deal ourselves. We think about ourselves only, and we think about Christian people. The way we look to the words of God is only related to the Christians, and the way we try to help the poor and orphans and poor peoples are only related with to the Christian people, and we forgot the unbeliever. If that is the case, then we make a mistake. The gospel is for everyone. So Apostle Paul here clearly described, Paul instruct masters to treat their slave fairly, as you see the first introduction part. Because God is the true master of all men to whom we are accountable. Whether you're female or male, it doesn't care. But God deal everyone accountability. So our true master is God himself. He is the master of all. So he gonna deal everyone according to our account. So we have to look Jesus as the ultimate eyewitness. It's just like the ultimate who observed everything, and we have to be concerned about the eyes of God rather than any kind of human being or any kind of a political peoples, or you may have a leaders or a pastors or someone else. Of course we have to respect them, but the most concern is about our old master, a true master is Christ. If you make Christ as the first ultimate goal, that will lead to the finest result impact to every Christian works. Paul advised believers to be wise towards unbelievers and make the most of every opportunity. Sometimes that opportunity may not come back. So when we talk to them, the way we are dressing, the way we talk, the way we deal with them must be very sensitive, because sometimes the way we talk may hurt them and they cannot get closer to Christ. Perhaps they may withdraw or they may feel uneasy to come approach to the Christian people. So the way we talk to the unbelievers must be very sensitive, and that must be an opportunity, just like you are standing in front of many judges before, like you are in doing like a quiz competition, since you try to do the best you can do before the judges, so that your output must be pleased for others. So when you do deal with people, not to please the church, not to make yourself famous, rather to please the unseen God, the unseen judge, the unseen true master, that is Christ himself. So when Christ talk about prayer, he says about go inside your house, inner door, you lock inside, there is a prayer. He always see a privacy, alone. How you can handle, how much do you love me in the secret place? So when we are trying to do something, good work, good job, or try to witness somebody, when we are alone, when no one is watching us, we should not miss this golden opportunity to share the gospel. So Apostle Paul wrote this letter to Colossian people to use this opportunity as far as possible and to witness the gospel. So that, and he says in the verse, he says that in verse 4, pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should. So Apostle Paul don't want to miss this great opportunity. So it must be clear, the message of Christ, the salvation, that Christ came to the world for a sinner like us, and he rescued us and he from this sinful world, and he gave us an opportunity to be a new life, a Christian. So we should not miss this great opportunity. As a believer, please take this great opportunity to spend your time wherever you go outside and share the gospel to everyone, whatever you can. May God bless you for sharing this short message. Amen.